Jesus Christ is the light of the world. The light no darkness can extinguish. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. The eternal gifts of Christ the King, the apostles' glory let us sing, and all with hearts of gladness raise, do hymns of thankful love and praise. Their faith in Christ the Lord prevailed, their hope a light that never failed, their love a blaze o'er pathways trod, to lead them to our loving God. In them the Abba's glory shone, in them the will of God's own Son, in them exalts the Holy Ghost, through them rejoice the heavenly host. O great Redeemer, hear our cry, that you would join to them on high, your servants who this grace implore, forever and forevermore. Amen. I have run the race, I have kept the faith, now I await the crown that has been prepared for me. I trust in God, even when I say, I am sorely afflicted. I believe, even when I cry out, there is no one I can trust. What gift can repay Adonai for such goodness to me? I will raise the cup of freedom as I call on the holy name. I will fulfill all my vows in the presence of the people. Adonai, you hate to see your faithful ones suffer and die. It is I, the servant you love, the one you have freed from bondage, who calls to you now for help. I bring an offering of thanks as I call on your name. I fulfill my vows to you, Adonai, standing before your assembly, in the courts of your house, my God, in the very heart of Jerusalem. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. I have run the race, I have kept the faith, now I await the crown that has been prepared for me.
A reading from the first letter of Paul to the Corinthians. I handed on to you, first of all, what I myself had received, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures, that he was buried, and in accordance with the Scriptures, rose on the third day, that he was seen by Cephas, then by the 12. Last of all, he was seen by me. The Word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Their message resounds with hope for all. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. Glory to the Abba and the Word and the Holy Breath of love. Throughout all the earth their voices carry. To me life is Christ and death gain. God forbid that I should boast in anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. My heart is radiant with the Lord. My whole being delights in God my Savior. All people now will call me blessed, for God has loved this humble handmaid. The Almighty has shown me great favor. Holy is the name, whose mercy embraces the faithful from one generation to the next. The mighty arm of God scatters the proud in their own conceit, pulls tyrants from their thrones while lifting up the lowly, fills the famished with bounty, and reveals the emptiness of riches, rescues lowly Israel, sharing such loving kindness as promised to our ancestors, to Abraham and Sarah, and their descendants forever. Glory to the One, and to the Word, and to the breath of love, as always before, so now and evermore. Amen. To me life is Christ, and death gain. God forbid that I should boast in anything but the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ.
You called Simon Peter, the fisherman, to catch human beings with the good news of your love. Call us to bring this same message of hope to all humankind. You calmed the waves so that your disciples would be saved from drowning. Calm the storms created by our selfishness and greed, and the tempests that catch us off guard. You gathered the earliest community around Peter, and asked him to feed your lambs and your sheep. O gentle shepherd, bring all your people together into one flock, where diversity is celebrated and people are actually fed. You revealed yourself to Paul as the one being persecuted. Help us to recognize you in those who are marginalized or oppressed in any way. You sent Paul as apostle to preach the good news to the Gentiles. May your word of salvation through love be proclaimed to all humanity and all creation. You strengthened Peter and Paul to bear witness to the truth in the face of bitter persecution. Empower us to bear witness to the reality of your love at all times and in every place. O Jesus, gentle shepherd and living bread, feed us, guide us to the land of everlasting life.
Our dear Abba in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to the test, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever.
Gracious God of wisdom and compassion, you called Peter and Paul to bring the gospel to the world of their day and to witness to your truth and love with their lives. Lead us to wisdom through their teaching and example, that we may share your compassion with the whole world. We ask this in the name of Jesus, who lives and loves with you and the Holy Spirit, one God forever and ever. Amen. May the God of life and light bless us, protect us from all evil, and lead us to freedom and the fullness of life. Amen.
Let us bless Adonai. Thanks be to God. Salve Regina, Mater misericordiae, vita dulcedo et spes nostra salve. A te clamamus exules filii Evae, a te suspiramus gementes et flentes in hac lacrimarum vale. Ea ergo, advocata nostra, illos tuos misericordes oculos ad nos converte, et Iesum benedictum fructum ventris tui, nobis post hoc exilium ostende. O clemens, O pia, O dulcis Virgo Maria. Pray for us, O Holy Mother of God, that we may be made worthy of the promises of Christ. Let us pray. Holy, mighty, and immortal God, through the working of the Holy Spirit, you prepared the body and soul of the glorious Virgin Mother Mary as a worthy dwelling for your word. Grant that we who celebrate her memory each evening may, with the help of her prayers, be freed from ever-present evil and come to share the fullness of life eternal. Amen.